Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This just in to the WCBS newsroom.
There is an aircraft down in the Hudson River. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb joining us live.
And we're watching now as some ferry boats, those small commuter ferries on the Hudson River, have surrounded that aircraft. It is floating in the water at this time. We can see that that the door right behind the flight deck appears to be open. We cannot see anybody exiting the aircraft at this time. Obviously, all kinds of these ferry boats have gathered around it. There may be four or five of them surrounding this plane, which is down in the river. Go ahead.
And we do see the words U.S. Airways.
Yes, it is a U.S. Airways.
On the side of the fuselage of this airplane. Can't tell what type of aircraft it is. This is not a small private plane, a Cessna-type plane. This is a commercial airplane. Now more live pictures.
Right, live pictures, and it shows we can clearly see that the flight deck, the windows on the flight deck appear to be unbroken, and the doors are open on the side. Whether that means they got people out of there, we can't tell. We do see people in a raft, or possibly it's one of those exit escape rafts that they have on aircraft, and they have yellow life jackets on, and they're sitting in that raft. We don't know of the fate of all of the passengers and crew of this U.S. Airways plane, which is down in the water and
Rich,
floating.
I will say this. By the angle that we have right now, the plane does not appear to be sinking. It appears to be holding itself in the water.
It's either floating or settled. It doesn't appear to be real deep there.
And we see, and there's a barge next to it on one side, which appears to have a crane boom on it and possibly a hook. We would assume maybe they're going to try to stabilize it that way as well. But the aircraft itself is floating, although the tail section's a little lower than the nose. So presumably the water's a little deeper back there. We would assume the front of the aircraft has less water in it for some unknown reason than the rear. Maybe the rear is a little bit heavier because of the engines and the like.
We just have one camera angle on it right now. We'll see if we can get more. I do see it to the right side of the screen that it does appear as though some people are walking on a platform, perhaps. I'm not quite sure what that is. We've been told this is almost certainly an Airbus A319 or an A320 with U.S. Airways.
We're trying to pinpoint the location in the Hudson River. We have reports now of somewhere in the area between Piers 88 and 92. A U.S. Airways jet down in the Hudson River. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is making his way to the scene. We understand that Peter will be there very soon. And Rich Lamb joining us live now as we look at some live pictures. And again, to set the scene, the plane is either settled or it's floating.
Well, they're turning it now,
turning it. They're using boats to turn the plane in the water.
Right, and we want to tell you the plane appears to be intact. It looks like, and now my guess would be, and this is purely a guess, that this may have been an emergency landing. I can't imagine that this aircraft must have come in fairly soft and landed in the water. It's amazing. If that's what happened, this pilot did an incredible job. If, say, he lost power, we don't know what happened here. But this is a U.S. Airways plane down in the Hudson. It's floating. It appears to be intact. The doors are open on the side. We see some people who are apparently in flotation-type rafts.
Some are on the wing, Rich.
Some are standing on the wings, yeah.
Standing on the wings, and there are people. There are numerous. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ferry boats, 7 that we can see out there that they have come immediately to the scene of this disaster to do what they can to help. We have no idea of the fate of the people on board that aircraft at this time, other than to say it's possible at least some of them got out.
One thing, Rich, a report on Channel 7 is that the plane was either coming to or from LaGuardia Airport. That's the information coming from Channel 7 this afternoon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.